Okay, good morning, everyone. So Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Miketz. If we kept an extra day of Chanukah, this in Chutzlars, this would be the extra night of Chanukah. A few years ago, when it landed up this way, I spoke about that subject. I'm not going to speak about that at all tonight. Huh? They didn't, but the question is why not? But I'm trying to find. Then I want to just try and find the tape. What? No, nine. Chutzlars, an extra day. That's the standard answer. That's the right. That's the primary.
The feeling is within us. It's still here.
Right.
We still
feel like it's home. Anyway, in this morning's landing in Parshas Miketz, the Sedra tells us that after Paro got wind of the fact that there was a fellow sitting in his prison, in one of his prisons, who seemed to have a knack for interpreting dreams, so he summons Yosef, and the Torah says in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalad, Vayishlach Paro, Vayikras Yosef, Aritzum and Abor, and Paro sent, and he summoned Yosef, and they took him out of the pit, out of the dungeon, Vayigalach, Vayachalesim Osam, Vayabal Paro, Al Paro. And he shaved, and he changed his garments, and then he presented himself before Paro. Rashi explains that he shaved and he changed his garments because of the din of Kavod HaMelech, right? They have to show honor to a king. You're coming into the king's palace, so you have to dress like a man. That's what Rashi says, Vaygalech mitnei Kavod HaMalchus. That's why he shaved. So I'd like to speak this evening about the topic of shaving, specifically the question of electric shavers in Halacha. It actually connects later in the Sedra as well, because in Perek Membeis, Pasuk Ches, the Torah tells us that after the brothers came down, it says, Vayaker Yosef es Echo veheim lo hikiruhu. Yosef recognized the brothers, but the brothers didn't recognize him. So how is that possible? That none of them, not one of them recognized him, he recognized all of them. So Rashi explained, it's really a Gemara. And Rashi says, Lefisha hinicham chasume zokon. Vayaka Yosef recognized them because they looked the same. They had beards. They were a little older gentlemen when he was sold by them. So they already had beards. They looked pretty much the same. But Behem lo ikiru, sheyotza me'etzam belochasim azokan, when he was just a kid, he was 17, he didn't have a beard. Ve'achshav mitzobachsim azokan, and now he had a beard. So evidently, when it says in the beginning of the Seder that Yosef shaved, maybe he only trimmed himself. It's not exactly clear how much he shaved. In any event, it gives us an opportunity to look into this subject. The issue of shaving facial hair, we're talking about for men right now, women's a different situation. For men, for shaving facial hair, it appears in two places in the Chumash. One is in Parshas Kedoshim and Vayikra, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Chob Zayin. The Torah says, Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem, not allowed to round off the edge of your scalp. That's a different dinner we're not going to speak about tonight, leaving over a payas, right? You don't round your, you only round the soup bowl type haircuts. Lo sakifu bas roshchem, velo sashchis eis paz zikonecho. You're not allowed to destroy the edges of your beard. There are certain places, which we're not going to discuss exactly now what the places are, but basically it means you can't destroy the facial hair that comprise the beard. There are five different places. Rashi and Chumash mentions it. There's a slight difference of opinion. Again, we're not going to go into that now, but more or less over here, and the same thing that I said here and here. So it's five places here. You're not allowed to destroy. We'll have to see what destroy means. But that's what the Pasuk says, again, in Parshas Kedoshim, addressing all of Kol Yisrael. This Pasuk is addressing any Jew. It says, V'lo sashchis eis pas zikonecho. A little bit later in the Chumash, in Parshas Emor, the next Sedra, it says in Parakof Aleph Pasuk Hey, regarding the Kohanim, that lo yikuhu korcha barosham, they're not allowed to make a bald spot on the head, and then it says there, ufa'as zekonam lo yigalechu. Ufa'as zekonam lo yigalechu. It translated here, they shall not shave the edge of their beard. So you have two psukim, one in Parshas Kedoshim, which says, v'lo sashchis es pa'as zekonecha, the verb is lo sashchis, to destroy, not to destroy the facial hair, the beard. And in Parshas Emor, it says a slightly different verb. It says, "Ufa'as zekonam lo yigalechu," not allowed to shave. So one could argue, if we look at these two psukim, you could suggest that perhaps there are two different isurim. One is upon all of Klal Yisrael, one is upon the Kohanim. However, if you take a look in the Sifra, doesn't address it directly, but actually the psukim over here, comparing the other phrases in these psukim in Kedoshim and in Emor, again, it seems to be saying the same thing to the Kohanim that was already said to all of Klal Yisrael. So the Braisa in the Sifroa mentions that it's not a separate, not exactly, not meant to be a separate issue, even though it doesn't address our posse. That's why I didn't bring it to read it inside. It doesn't say our posse, but it's understood that it's not a separate issue. The Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Smag, do not count a separate individual Isser on Kohanim apart from anybody else. It's noteworthy that the Bahag does. Okay, I'm just pointing it out. We're not going to go into now, but the Bahag, in his list of the Minyan, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, the list of the Mitzvahs, in the Lavin that get Malkas, number Ayin Vav, Uzufa'as Zekonam Lo Yigalechu, that's regarding Kohanim, Ufa'as Zekonam Lo Yigalechu, and then he has a separate Lav, in Lav Kuf Lamed, Velo Sashkis Es Paz Zekonecha. So the Bahag, interestingly enough, does count it as two separate mitzvahs, but that seems to be the minority view, and most assume that it's the same Issa for a Kohen as it is for anybody else. So despite the fact, again, that we have two psukim, one in Parshas Kedosh and one in Parshas Emor that talks about shaving, the assumption is that it's the same Issa. The Meshech Chochma, just again for to round out this remark, the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Emor, on the Posek and Emor, in Perkov al Posek Hey, the Meshech Chochma says, Kosav Zeh, why did I have to repeat it? If it's correct, not like the Baha'i. If it's... intent of the pasuk is not to repeat, in other words, if the same, you have the same lav on the kohanim as you have on everyone else, so why talk to repeat it? Because kohanim are Jewish too. So if the pasuk already said in Parshas Kedoshim that every Jew is not allowed to shave this part of the face, why should the Torah have to repeat a separate lav by the kohanim? Again, so the Bahag counts it as two different lav, and you have to examine, and we're not going to go into that now, I'm just pointing it out. So the Meshech Chochma is an interesting comment. He says, Kosav zeh lahoros, shamagulach zok on a makurach rosh, eino roi shiyashamesh al gabe amizbeach. There's an extra lav for Kohanim, not an extra lav, but an extra ramification for Kohanim that a Kohen who does this will not be allowed to serve in the Mizbeach. That's why it's repeated. In other words, it's not repeated to say that there's a separate lav. Again, that's the language of the Meshech Chochma and Perkof Allah Posekei and Parshas Emor. Kosav Zeh Lahorosh Shemagaleach Zokon Makurach Rosh Eino Roy Sheh Shamash Kab Agam Mizbeachu Mechalal Avoda Lefizeh. And then he goes on to explain that there seems to be Gemara. The other way, again, I don't want to go into that in great detail now, but yeah.
You may have mentioned it, but is there a nafkamina between the two different mishnayos?
No, we're going to answer exactly when it comes to us. Precisely what we're going to discuss. Again, for those who are just coming, I'll repeat very quickly. We're talking about the issue of shaving. In general, using electric shavers in particular, because the Pasuk mentions in the beginning of Parshas Mikates that Yosef shaved himself when he appeared before Paro, and later in the Parsha it mentions that the brothers didn't recognize him because he had a beard, so he didn't maybe shave his whole beard off. They didn't recognize him because he hadn't had a beard when they sold him, but now he did have a beard, that's why they didn't recognize who he was. Anyway, so we have two psukim, one in Parshas Kedosh and one in Parshas Emor, but as Tzvi just mentioned, as it's clear, there's a difference in the language, a different verbs are used. In Parshas Kedoshim it says, Lo Sashchis as Pasikonechon, in Parshas Emor it says, Ufasikonam Lo Yigalechu. Okay, so what is the difference? So the principal sugya, one of the principal sugyas where this matter is discussed, is in a Gemara in Makkos, at the end of Maseches Makkos, where the Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah in Makkos, at the end of Makkos. Okay. Next week we'll put a bowl of pens here. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah says in Makkos, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the Mishnah is listing off various things for which you get Makkos, which you get Malkos, various different Isurim. So the Mishnah there mentions one of the things is, Bahamashchis Paaz Zekono. That's the language of the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Velo Sashchis Es Paaz Zekono. You're not allowed to destroy the hair, the facial hair of the beard. So one of the things you get Malkus for, the Mishnah was, Bahamashchis Paaz Zekono. Okay? So a little bit later in the Mishnah, same Mishnah, it mentions actually as follows, Abeleza Omer, or Machlokas, Rebeleza Omer, Afil Likto B'malkit U'Berhitni Chayav. Even if you somehow pluck the hair with a malkit and a rehitni, what exactly that is, we'll see in a moment, is a subject of some discussion. Some type of instruments that are not normally the instruments used for shaving, because that's not pluck the hair. We'll see in a second, some seem to say it's a kind of tweezers or something, not the normal manner in which a person shaves, you know, with a razor blade and so on. So Rabbi Elazar said, Yechayev afilo likto b'malkit b'rehitni. However, that's not the opinion of the Tanakhama. And the Gemara expounds upon this as follows, dealing with the point of Tzvi raised, namely the different Lashonos, the different language used in the two Psukim, the one in Parshas Kedosh and one in Parshas Emor. This is the Gemara in Markus on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, and this is actually a brisa in the Sifra, the Taras Kanim on the Parsha. It says, Tana Rabbanon, Upaaz Zekonim Lo Yigalechu. That's Pasuk number one. Well, actually, that's the other way, having the other one. That's the Pasuk in Emor. Yochol Afilo Gilchob Misparayim Yehechayeh. Does that mean you're not allowed to shave in any way, even with scissors? Right? Misparayim is scissors. So you're not even allowed to shave with scissors. Yuchayeh Talmud Lomo Lo Sashkes. No. It's only something which utterly destroys the hair. The idea being, for our purposes right now, that with the scissors, you can't really cut it that close, right? There's always going to be a stubble remaining, as opposed to a razor blade, which you really scrape it completely off. And the scissors is not really destroying. So therefore, that's why it says, Yochal afil gilchus raim yechayv talmud lomer lo sashkes. No, the only lav is lo sashkes. If the type of shaving is done through lo sashkes, they're actually destroying. Aye, e lo sashkes. So why didn't it only say lo sashkes? The other pasuk, and why didn't it only say lo sashkes? Because yochol im liktovim malchit were hitni echayev talmud lomar lo yigalechu. If I would have had the other pasuk, I might have thought that it's even usher to cut it or to even destroy it with this malchit and hitni. We'll see in a second. So talmud lomar lo yigalechu. Therefore, no, the other pasuk is lo yigalechu. It has to be for our purposes now in the normal manner of shaving, the way people shave. That's the issur. And haketza, we're going to come back to this, giluach sheyesh bo hashchosa. It has to be the type of something classified as giluach, as shaving, but it also has with it hashchosa, destruction of the hairs, heveomer zetar, namely a razor blade, a sharp blade. That's what's aser. That's the iser. So says the Gemara in Markus Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. As to the definition that I said before of this, malkit and rehitni, so the, Rambam in the Parish HaMishnah there in Makkos, Rav Chof, it mentions what these things are. Rehitni is kli barzel. It's some kind of a metal instrument. Misharish hasar v'tolesh oso meikaro. It yanks it out from its source. Yanks it out. That's a rehitni. And malkit is ke'ein melko chayim. And malkit is some kind of like a tweezers, basically. So that's how the Rambam defines these two instruments. The idea that's the Parish HaMishnah in the Rambam there in the Mishnah in Daf Chof in Makkos. The Nebuka Yosef commenting on the riff in the back of the Masechta. So on Daf Gimel on the Beis in the pages of the riff, the Nebuka Yosef writes. A likto kaven shem amavirim shorish asar mikra ashkot melakim or malkit kli hasaporim shem melaktim bo hasoros hadakos. It's a utensil used by barbers to pluck out small hairs. Or rehitni hu dog muscle, the same thing. Same type of thing. Al shem shurot to begiluch of a kal mikra kach, explains the root of the word. Anyway, both the Rambam and the Mukhe Yosef both learned basically the same idea, that these are instruments which are used somehow for plucking, but not shaving in the normal manner. And that point is really, hammered home more clearly. Rashi and Kedushin on Daf Lamed Hayim and Beis. The sugya comes up there too, somewhat incidentally. So Rashi there says, he has a slightly different interpretation rather than tweezers. He says, Malkit is plana. I think that a plane. It's something you sharpen. It's an English word also. And Rashi quotes the old French word. Huh? Very different. Very different instrument. Yeah. Okay. Plana shall mitzach tche charvos. People who sharpen spears. Okay. Shemachlikin bom es tika saif. Okay. And rehitni also plana shall also treesim. All right. So Rashi has a different interpretation. Not like tweezers, but it's some other kind of instrument. What's interesting is the next comment of Rashi, Talmud Loma Legalechu, Ha'om Rekonim V'ein Derech Giluach Bekach. That's the key point to bear in mind right now. These instruments, whether it's a tweezers, whether it's some kind of a sharpened instrument, Rashi says, Ein Derech Giluach Bekach. That's not the normal means of Giluach. And similarly, Tosus in Nozir.
This is the one that said the barbers use it.
That's what the Mukhe Yosef. But apparently it's not enough of a.
They use it, but they don't use that often.
I guess, or maybe it's just for an exception, it's a stubborn hair or something like that, I guess. That's how he says. Tosus in Nozir, Daf Nemo, Beis, Bidil Masul, E. Tosus says, Elo, Sasha, Yochav, and Malkiv are hitting the same sugar. The sugar comes up in Nozir because the Nozir, one of the things the Nozir is not allowed to do is shave. So the same issues.
Shave what?
Well, shave face, hair, and they're talking about the head. No, they're talking about the head, but we're assuming now that the dinim are the same. So the Tosis there says, again, the same idea. Tosa says, these instruments, Malkate, Rehitni, whatever exactly they are, whatever you say, like Rashi's, you know, whatever, whichever one it is, it's apparently not considered the norm that people will use these things for shaving. And therefore, the drasha of the Gemara makes sense, because the Gemara is saying, you need to have two things. You need to have the idea of hashchasa, that it has to be the type of shaving that really uproots or very closely uproots the hair, as opposed to scissors, which really just, you know, it doesn't get to the root of it. On the other hand, it also has to meet the qualification of giluach, which means a normal manner of shaving. I'll just point out the Sefer Zikaron, which is a commentary on Rashi. It's a Sefer called Sefer Zikaron, written by Rabbi Avram and Shlomo Halevi Bakrat Mimigurashe Sorad. Is one of the Jews who was expelled from Spain, so in 1492. So it's an early work. So he mentions, he works out all these shows, all these different places where there are different drushes, where Rashi says different things as to you know what these words mean. So I'll just show you some. I don't know if I brought the Gemara in. If I have the Gemara. I don't know if I have the. Brought all the Gemaras, but he, you know, he quotes that there's a Rashi in Shabbos, and there's a Rashi in other places where he uses all these different, explains all these different instruments. The Rashi explains it all the same way, but the Sefer Zikaron wants to learn it somehow. Rashi may also agree that it's a form of plucking, because Rashi in Chumash and Parshas Emor use the word likto. Likto is plucking. So all the instruments that Rashi mentions in the other places doesn't exactly fit the definition of plucking. But okay, again, I don't want to overstate this particular point. Whatever it is, it's some kind of instrument that in each place Rashi points out, the Balai Tosas point out that these are things which don't have or aren't used for normal shaving purposes. Okay, so that's what comes out. A possible nafkamina was already hinted at by the Ritva, interestingly enough, the Chidusha Ritva in Makos, points out, what if you have some type of a plant or a cream, what they call it, depilatory type of cream, or something else which you can rub on that removes facial hair. Right? They do that sometimes. So the Ritva was aware of such a thing. And again, in the context of a related, but not exactly the same, a kind of related discussion, he mentions, soch benosha, nun alef is the word, it's some kind of a plant, that has this effect. So he seems to say that this isn't a problem, right? And he says, I just want to find the exact word, soch etz both of nosha lo amru, demichayim, not chayim, legabe, at least by the zokan, the beaten giluach. Because you need giluach, and noshos love giluachi. So that's what the Ritva says. He says that that's not called giluach. Using this type of a cream or this type of ointment that removes the hair, it does not fit. It may be hashchasa, because it may totally remove the hair, but it's not giluach. We see from the Gemara and Marcus, you need both. On the basis of this, another Behuda has a tshuva. In Shal Shuz, another Behuda, Tinyona, Madura Tinyona, Chelik Yeredeya, Simon Pei Aleph, it's a tshuva from the son of the Noda Behuda, and he writes, Al-Dvar Shal Malasso, if you quotes a certain sefer, that some people use some type of a stone, they put on this cream first, and then they wipe off the residual piece. I guess it's the hair that sticks to the face a little bit, they wipe off with some kind of a rock. Should this be allowed? Should this not be allowed? So because of Malazerism, he thinks it shouldn't be allowed, but the son of the Noda Behuda says that he thinks it should be allowed. And he quotes the same Ritva. He says, "Dehagabe peos hazakan eino chayv eladafke bigiluach sheish bo hashchosa v'tzarach lios tarti." You need both things. Tarti l'reyasa, two bad things, so to speak. She nikra giluach, it has to be called giluach, and removing hairs with this type of cream or ointment is not called shaving. In English, don't call that shaving. That's called something else. So it has to be called giluach. But gam yeba hashchasa, kemo the isa maseches makas, he quotes the Gemara Makas, and he quotes hadav mefurish behedi b'chidush ha-ritva, he quotes the same ritva, and so therefore he says that would not be a problem. Yeah.
Why Right, but let's define what would be the definition of Elosa. What if the majority of people shave?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Again, so I didn't bring this in. Meiri seems to say that it's got to be some type of a cutting thing. But it's a good question. If everybody does it that way, will that take on the definition? Will the word change? I don't know. But shaving seems to have and the word gilosh, or maybe if they all did it that way, they wouldn't call it shaving. They'd call it something else, hair removal. I don't know. In other words, it's not automatically the same thing just because everybody would happen to do it that way. And really, with that.
My grandfather used powder.
Right. That's not a good. Right, exactly. It's very kind. And that's what this Tshuva Narodim is about. Depilatory. So that's what Narodim is talking about. It's not about powder. But again, you see, it's not the Ritvar, he knew something about it. And it was, what it was the same type of thing that people used in more recent years. I don't know, but the Ritvar was aware of Narodim, the quotes that we bought, yeah.
It's not like sometimes you have a Shabbos, you're doing something in an unusual way, so Shalom.
No, but there's no din now like that, yeah.
Here, the
definition of the word. Right, the issue is
Gilua. 100,000 people do something else.
Right, it's not going to change what it's called. Right, right. And that's really the note of the son says. He said, you have to have both things. It has to be a Maisa, which is called Gilua, and putting on powders or creams or whatever ointments is something different. It's not cool. What is the issue now? It really is going to come to our discussion here when we want to bring up the issue of electric shavers. What is that considered? I mean, I only brought that Rabbi Yehuda in and the Ritva, and it was very common the Jews did it with powders, correct? I mean, that was a common practice. I think I read somewhere that the Jewish stores used to actually sell this stuff, you know, the swarm stores used to sell this because it's common things that the Jews used to use. But those didn't wear beards. But in any event, I only brought that in to show that you need, according to that, you need both things. You need Giluach and Hashchosa. What's the reason, and does the reason play a role? So it's interesting that the Rabbeinu Bechai, in Parshas Kedoshim, in Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, he says, Hutar HaGiluach B'Misparayim, Giluach with scissors was permitted. Why? Lahashir ksas haseyar ve'ein zeh kore hashchosa. He basically says that it seems that the yisod haheter, the foundation of use that it's mutter to use scissors, is because it's not a close shave to use modern terminology, right? It's not, you don't get a close shave with a pair of scissors. So if that's the issue, if the issue is the reason why, in other words, we would, using electric shaver, by definition, we would call it gilua, but perhaps it doesn't fulfill the requirement of hashchosa. That's going to be our question. The Rabbi Bechai seems to say that when you use scissors, you don't get a close shave. Now, if that's the reason why scissors are mutter, then a strong case can be made that electric shavers would be also, because you do, or at least some electric shavers would be also, because you do get a close shave. Yeah. Well, that's the question. Really, Dorish time the words. Your Dorish time of the words. Now, is the issue hashchasa? So, well, that's what we're going to have to see. And the pasuk, how it's really a definition. It's a definition of the term hashchasa. The Rabbeinu Bechai is saying that the scissors are allowed, and the Gemara says openly that scissors are allowed, right? So the scissors are allowed because it doesn't meet the qualification. The Torah says lo sashes, that's not going to be lo sashes. But the case could be made that if we come up with some other instrument that is going to result in hashchosa, that should be under the same law. It should be under the same person. Okay, all right, that's Rabbeinu Bechai. I should mention as well, that the Tosus on that same daf in Nozir, again, it was, what I said, it was Memoed Beis, Tosus in Nozir, Memoed Beis, B'dil Maschel de Tanya writes, again, it's talking about their Kohanim, but he says, V'lo Sashchis Paz Zichonecho B'Yisrael Ksiv, U'B'Misparayim Leka Hashchoso, She'eno Notel Hasar Me'ikore V'Sharsho. That's how Tosus says, right, again, I'll read the language again. Lo sashkes paz zikonecha b'Yisrael, the isser, the general isser of shaving the facial hair by Yisrael is, that's the language of the pasuk, u'b'misparayim leka hashchosa she'eno notel haser me'ikaro v'sharosho. Because when you use scissors, you are not uprooting the hair from its source. Again, to put it in today's term, you don't get that close to shave. You're not uprooting the hair, certainly the same way as you would with a razor blade. That's the lotion of Tosus over there. And similarly, the Nemuke Yosef over there in the back in Makkos also has such a lotion.
With a blade, you do?
Well, certainly closer. Well, apparently it's a very thin layer of skin.
Don't talk about roots.
Right, okay, that's true. I'll just mention the Mukhi Yosef, maybe this will help you. Mukhi Yosef in Makkas, Daf Gimel Beis, Vidu Masra Achi Yitlena Besar, Dichsiv Elo Sashkes Abel B'Misparayim Mutter, the last Bluhu Ashkos Ashari Nikar Shom Haseyar. There is, after you says there is still, you know, your grab your beard, there is still noticeably some hair there. That's how the Mukhi Yosef understands it. There's still some noticeable hair there, as opposed to, I guess, with a razor blade, at least, you know, for a certain period of time, there's no, at least right after you do it anyway, there's no noticeable hair there, yeah. Right. Oh. Right. So that's, let's see if Frank, we'll see momentarily, it makes, right, well, we'll see in a second, it's, you know, see if Frank mentions, you know, does mention such a chiluk. But again, I just want to mention this issue of use.
Yeah. The cutting that it does, even though it may not be as good as a razor, it has to be better than what the razors were by Yomi Mahim.
That's also conceivable. That's, I don't know, could be.
Yeah, but then again, going into...
Right, that we'll have to see. I'll just mention very quickly on that other issue, clearly, I mean, I should have mentioned this before, the Chidor in the Birkei Yosef, Yordeis in Kuf Pei Aleph, we'll come back to it. The Mirkei Yosef, not the Mirkei, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor. The Birkei Yosef also agrees that it's mutter with some type of a powder or some other type of a sam, and he makes references there, Kuf Bayalaf, and he makes a reference to a long tshuva that he wrote in the Tshuvas Chaim Shal, Chelak Aleph, Simon Nun Beis, and, he goes into detail about this subject, and, you know, he mentions that there's what to rely on, to use all these types of a chenir, the tvei adav lasa zokam besam, you can use these things, maybe it's even better than scissors, okay. But in any event, so far, what the conclusion we have is that there's a distinction between, or an examination that we have to do regarding the definition of the word hashchosa. How close is close? So we saw that Tosus and the Mukhi Yosef both happened to mention that, the difference would be, is there some remnant left over? If there is, then it's called Misparayim. If not, then it could be Osir. The Tzipes of Frank in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi, in Chelek Yeredei Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, he says, Hakovas Harosh. His tshuva was about Hakovas Harosh, using Mechonas Giluach Hashmalis, an electric instrument, electric shaver. For the talking about the head issue, which is a different issue, or I touched on a different issue, but the beginning he mentions, Hine Le'inim Giluach Hazokan Yesh Lodum. The Mikavon, and this is what you said, the Mikavon, the Etzem Hasakin, Eno Pogea, Velo Nogea Babosar, Mibne Sheyesh Hefseg Dak Peinehem. Okay, with an electric shaver, there is that metal, what do you call it? I don't recall exactly what the film, huh?
Screen
or foil that is in between the blade, and really what happens is your hair gets caught in the tiny hole and it's cut that way, but the actual blade that's inside never really touches the skin. So if Tzipes of Frank makes this chiluk, im kain ein dino elakim spirayim kain tar shein over below says the gilu hazakon. Okay, you're not violating gilu hazakon. A roast might be different, which is not our topic now. He mentions that. However, there's a later statement of clarification that appears in a tshuva from the Chalpas Yaakov, who's a rabbi in Switzerland at the same time. So he writes, this is in Arachaim Simon Kuf Gimel. Chelek Arachaim Simon Kuf Gimel. Actually, this is a newer edition of the Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov. Originally appeared in different volumes, and the Tshuvas were, not organized by the Chalkas Shulchan Aruch. So more recently, they reprinted the Chalkas Yaakov with the, in the order, Arachaim, Tshuvas, and Arachaim, and Yaradei, etc. So, and then in the back, they have an index to match the old edition. So sometimes you get a reference of Chalkas Yaakov to look in the index in the end of volume 3, which tells you where it is in the new edition. This is the new edition. It's Simon Kuf Gimel. So he says, Al Shelosu Be'inyan Giluach B'mechona Electris. Okay, Behebi Divich Samsov will come to Samsov for later and so on. He says, somebody quoted Hagon of Tzipes of Frank, that he asked it and so on, and he wanted to say it's a mutter, the Kasavti Tekev Liyadidi Harav Agon on Al Yerushalayim. I right away wrote a letter to my good pal, Tzipes of Frank in Yerushalayim, the Kibaltim in the Tekev Tshuva, the Zelosono, Mashinitfas Bishmi Lesar Mechona Chashma Eno Nochon, Rachi Shavti La Sholem Osi Alzeh, the Hechishem is Galchim Yotzen Nekim Ovecha Bosar Nase Cholak Legamre, Shalom Nishalem Shum Roshem, the Kiluach Zek Din Pariyeshlo. He said he got a totally smooth shave. Then that's where I said there's a problem. So here he doesn't mention the difference of a film or a foil that's in the way, and he mentions At the end, Lachain ani omer lechol soil. This is again, it's a quote from Sipesa Frank. Lachain ani omer lechol soil. She zor shalola hade kamechon lahabosar. Don't press the machine too hard against the face. That's his etzer. Okay. The mitoch hahiduk yovoli de giluach mamish. If you press too hard, then it'll actually be real giluach. Okay. Avol kasheino mehadek kol kach. I'm just reading. He says, "Oz eno begeder psikreisha vole giluach." Not automatically will be giluach. V'sharya ad kanal shani. Therefore, it's mutter. That he does. I mentioned because he brings up in his own tshuva this distinction, but in the writing back to the Chacham Yisachar, it doesn't say that exact distinction. Let me just mention now what really is at the crux of this issue. I glossed over it before, but now I'm going to come back to it. The Gemara that we mentioned before in Makos and Daf Chaf Aleph came to the following conclusion. The Gemara said after rectifying the two psukim, right, I don't want to say conflicting psukim, but psukim that use different verbs, so the Gemara says you need both. You need giluach and ashchasa. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. What do you need? Hakei, it said giluach sheyesh bo ashchasa. Okay, but the Gemara could have put a period there. But instead it says heve omer zetar. What is that? That's a blade. Now the question is, what does the Gemara mean by that? Does the Gemara mean to say that's what's asr, period? In other words, it has to be a razor blade, that's what's asr? Or is that just sort of an example of something which is giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa? But if you can come up with something that goes back to what we were just saying before, Yehuda, and what exactly does the Gemara mean by this? Does the Gemara say it's a tar, and therefore kol zman it's not a tar, even though it accomplishes the same thing, it's mutter because the Gemara says what's usher is a tar. A tar is a blade. Shaving directly the blade on the skin with no foil in between or whatever else, as long as it's not a tar, even if it accomplishes the same thing, it's mutter. Or do we say no, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Isser is Giluach Sheish Bo Hashchosa, and the standard example of that is Tar, but it's not the only example. And the Gemara doesn't really make it clear. It's interesting, just as a little bit of an aside, the Balaturim on Chumash has a lot of gematrias, right? A lot of hints. So we sometimes read the Balaturim and smile, we have to bear in mind it's the same person who wrote the Tur. Right? I mean, it's an important halachic authority, despite, it's not so, when he usually is trying to communicate something when he has these gematrias. So he has on the Pasuk, in Parshas Kedoshim, it says, Velo Sashkis, right, do not destroy. So Balaturim writes, Velo Sashkis, Begematria Zehu Tar, Velo Misparayim. It's a blade and not scissors. As I state in Balaturim over there, in Parshas Kedoshim. And the other said to the other Pasuk in Parshas Emor, when it says, Ufaz Zikonam, Lo Yigalecho, said to Balaturim, Ufaz Zikonam, Begimachia Zu Betar. Okay, now, so if we take the Balaturim at face value, what he seems to be stressing, it's also with a blade. Okay, and the truth is, if we look in the Rambam brings these dinim down in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin. Rama first begins by saying, Derech Kohane Ovde Kochav Mahoyal Hashkiz Zikonam. Rama tells you the reason behind the mitzvah, and the Torah wonders why he does that. Torah's in the Ardea Kuf Pe'alah, but I'm not going to that now. But he says, Derech Kohane Ovde Kochav Mahoyal Hashkiz Zikonam was those days that the priests or the officials of the Ovde Avodazor used to shave their beards. Lefichach Osra Torah Hashkiz Zikon. The Chamesh Peyosid, there are four or five places, we mentioned that before. And then he says, The Rambam's lotion is you only chayav, you shave it with a blade. Okay? Shenemar lo sashas pasuk anecha giluach sheyesh bo hashchasa. Lefichach im golach zikonam misperayim potter. Okay? Now, it's interesting the Rambam says potter. So, well, maybe I'll come back to that. That's a question. That's by Hilchos Shabbos for sure. The question you apply that here too. Does someone want to say that? But I don't know. Maybe I'll get back to that at the end. But the Rambam, I mean, you could be medayik since the lashon of the Rambam is again ad shel gachenu betar. But then he says giluach sheish bo hashchasa. But he seems to. It seems that the Rambam is certainly stressing the notion that it's done with a tar. That's what's usher, which would leave room to say that if you have some other implement that accomplishes the same thing, but it's not a blade. E.g. an electric shaver, you could room to say the Shemutter. Yeah.
First, when the Gemara usually says to the Yomer, is it exclusionary?
That would be a nice research thing for somebody to do. I don't know of him. Right. Yeah, right. I mentioned before. Right. Yeah, so that's also true. So the question is this in between or not? But okay. I'll just mention quickly, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yardaya Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, that's what he's dealing with, found in Sif Yud, listen to the Lashon of Mechaber, it says, Eino Chayav al Ashchosos Pas HaZokon, Elo Betar. Mechaber's Lashon is, you only Chayav for Ashchosos Pas HaZokon, right, for shaving, the places, with a tar, with a blade. Avod Misparayim, mutter, with scissors it's mutter, and now listen to the words he adds on, afilu ke'ein tar. Mechaber says, even if it's like a tar, again at face value, what the Mechaber means is, even if it's like a blade, meaning it accomplishes the same thing as a blade, okay, but it's done differently, it's done like scissors, and again, this opens the door for in terms of electric shavers, then, you know, that should be, you know, that should be something that would be allowed. Afilu ke'ein tar. Now we have to figure out, what does he mean? And there's room for some discussion, what exactly does it mean, ke'ein tar? Really, you know, at first glance, it sounds like he's saying, we're in great business, we want to use electric shavers, because even ke'ein tar. But we could really ask the same question, what does he mean by ke'ein tar? In other words, one could argue that what he means, ke'ein tar, is something that's like a blade, but it doesn't quite do as good a job as a blade. You could say that that's what he meant. Or you could say no, and meaning that if it does as good a job as a blade, that's not ke'ein tar, that's tar mamish, even if it's not, it doesn't happen to be a blade, but since it accomplishes the exact same thing, then he wouldn't have called that ke'ein tar, and it's ke'ein perhaps implies that it's not quite a tar. Or does he mean no, if it's not a tar, it's not a tar, if it's not a blade, it isn't a blade, in regardless of what it accomplishes. So it's really the same question we had in the Gemara. I mean, you know, it can go, you know, if one want to make a case about it, it could go either way. So getting back to what we'll look and see, this expression, ke'ein tar, comes up in the Rishonim as well, before the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make up that phrase. Tosus in Nozir, on Daf Mem, on Aleph this time, has the expression, at the end of Tosus, Dira Maskel Uvitar, Tosus again, Nozir Mem, on Aleph, says, Ela Ema ke'ein tar she'oker hasar umashchiso me'ikaro. Tosus defines the term ke'ein tar as meaning, I'll read it again, ke'ein tar, she'oker hasar, you uproot the hair, umashchiso me'ikar, you destroy it, you know, from its root. That's ke'ein tar. So if the Mechaber meant by the expression ke'ein tar, which he says is mutter, if he meant what Tosus means, then it means that he's saying that the only issur is an actual blade, you know, shaving with a razor blade, and therefore if you have an electric shaver because there's a foil in between or because it doesn't cut so close or it pulls the hair a little bit, whatever the differences are, so then you can say, that's mutter. That's certainly an implication of that Tosus. Similarly, on Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph on the previous page in Nozir, and there it's B'divrei Maskil Nozir, he says, Again, he says when you pluck this, the hair out from its root and you destroy the root, shorish ke'ein tar. Again, he calls that ke'ein tar. So, he defines it there. It's talking about the nozir, it's a different din. But I'm saying he uses the word ke'ein tar to mean that, and the mechaber says ke'ein tar is mutter. Right. That's the point. Okay. Rashi in Nozir also mentions the same the same idea. Mem of Aleph, Rashi v'du maschol Elo. I can't find it at the moment. But Rashi says the same thing. So if we here it is. Ela ke'ein tar, says Rashi, what does that mean? Kol hamavirin samuch likoron. Near the root. I don't know, did Rashi mean the same thing or not? Is it a machokas Rashi in poses? I mean, you can split hairs and try and figure out what he wants to do. But anyway, okay. So the idea being that, you know, at least according to Tosas, that could be what he meant. It's interesting that the Rambam, that could be what the Mechaber meant, the Rambam, Hilchos Nazirus, the Rambam himself, by the laws of Nozir, in Perek Hei, Aloch Yud Aleph, the Rambam also writes, Nozir shegilach sora achas loker bein betar bein bezuv. Nozir, you know, not allowed to cut any of the those hairs. Doesn't matter what it's with. V'hu shektzotza meikara ke'ein tar. Again, the Rambam also says ke'ein tar is from the root. If we put all of this together, one can, you know, one certainly I think can make the case that, or you know, a reasonable case that the mechaber by ke'ein tar means something which will accomplish hashchaso. But since it's not a blade, it'll be mutter. So that's certainly our, you know, on what to rely on in terms of an electric shaver. It's interesting that the Karen Ora and the Sugya Nozir on Daf Mem, the Karen Ora raises the kashi. He doesn't understand, you know. You see from his understanding, he said, he doesn't understand why it should be mutter for Yisrael. Okay, I mean, you see from the way I'm not going to read the whole kasha, but you see from the way he phrases a kasha that he understood it the first way. He understood that tar implies not only tar, but other things. And he doesn't understand why it should be mutter for a, you know, for Yisrael to do it, you know, to do it to the kain tar. But that's only if you interpret kain tar the other way. No, because the nazir. No, but I'm saying the nazir is an issue to cut his hair. So we'll see. Right. So it doesn't make a difference what the answer. I understand, but you see that the Rishonim, when they use the nazir is also even if it's kain tar. It doesn't make a difference, any type of removal. But you see how they define kain tar, we're applying the definition to us. That's the point. Very quickly, just to see a couple other sources, then we'll look at the other side. The Prisha has in Yardaya, commenting on the Torah Yardaya, Kuf Pei Aleph, in Sif Gimel. Just a moment. The Prisha writes, Misparayim kein tar, rotan mispar kolasad, shechola kilu sibi betar, just a moment. And he says, yeah. The eno chayv al misparayim kein tar, v'harosh pirish dafkin pas hazokon, the pas hazokon, kule alma modu, the eno chayv ela betar dafka. Okay, the Prisha says that what's usher in terms of shaving, you know, facial hair, it's only dafka with a tar, dafka with a blade. Doesn't matter if something else produces the same result. The Chochmah Sodom also. The Chochmah Sodom is the work from Mechai Adam on Yordain, on him, some Klal Peites, Siftes Zayin. He mentions what is Pas HaRosh and so on, and what is Pas HaZakon. And he says, it's Mutter, Afila B'Misperayim, Inu Ke'ein Tar, Dehainu Shemegaleach, Somuch Lebosov, Elo Meshayar Klu Min Asaros. That'll be Mutter for the facial hair. So he says that as well. However, on the other side, there are clearly those who disagree, and we should mention it. Now, it's said over, at least in this part of the world, it's said over, I don't think there's a printed truth about it, but it's said that Moshe Feinstein is Mater electric shavers. I mean, in America, people who shave, they rely on the Moshe Feinstein. It's not in Igros Moshe, but many Adim Nemanim, including David Feinstein and Reuven Feinstein and others, who have published and have written that they've spoken to Moshe, that they spoke at the time to Moshe about it. People, Rabbi Heinemann from Baltimore published, the Baltimore, the Star K publishes from time to time the pamphlet. So Star K is a Kashrus organization, but they have various other articles sometimes in their Kashrus newsletters. So from time to time, Rabbi Heinemann has published issues on shaving. He quotes that he said Moshe, and he looked at different things. So in America, everybody realizes, that there's this reliable idea of Moshe, reliable idea that Moshe is Matir. Electric shavers, presumably based on many things we just said. However, it's certainly far from the universal opinion, and as we'll see, and maybe I'll mention it now, Diane Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak from the Eidach Haredes in Yerushalayim, originally from England, has a tshuva about this subject in Chelek Dalad, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Benidon Mechonos Giluach Electris. Okay, so he goes through the whole thing, and we'll see in a second, because he's got some letters here. I'll just, Well, what he saw, that's the question. We'll see the technology that time. We'll have to see. The issue now is a lift and cut issue, which I'll try and get to at the end. But I'm just mentioning, Diane Weiss has in this tshuva, again, it's Chelek Dalton and Kufi Gilman, because he translated letters, Meis Remington Electric, Meis Sunbeam Electric, he has letters from Sunbeam, from Remington, from Schick, Veach, I don't know, maybe it's a British company, I don't know, maybe it isn't, someone knows. Okay, different companies. How it works, yeah. Brief letters.
They did both.
Anyway, at the end of this tshuva, the Diane Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak mentions, he says that it seems that certainly the Chazon Ish, Sipur Eli Eid Nema Mitzione Kolo Ponovich, one of the outstanding Talmidim in the Ponovich Yeshiva, and he quotes who it is, asked, they said, Sheshol Ba'atzmo Pia Chazanish, he asked the Chazanish, Im Nochon Hashmur Shu Posik Shirei Shemayim Meishol Lizor, Shalola Galayef Mechon Electri, right, is there, the Shmur was, the Chazanish said not to use an electric shaver, and this Talmud asked him, was true, Beheshiv, Shalom Nochon, it's not true. He says, Rak Shizel Isil Lecho Echad, Lo Yirei Shemayim Levan. It's not only us for Yirei Shemayim, it's us for everybody. And then the quote from the, and then he says, Valzeh Shal Od Ulai Yeshu Chalik, Mechona Shik Levadye, maybe the Shik shavers are different, and the story is as follows. Kvar Osa Nisyonos Mechonis Giluach, he himself tested it, that the Chazon Ish tested the shavers, Shalichle Hayad Bidyo, he put some ink on his hand and he ran the shaver over it, and it cleaned off, apparently it does
do something to the skin. It's not so, you know, it's too close to the skin. That's how the Chazanish one, you know, that's what he says in the Chazanish. And then he goes on, Shamati Shagama Gunabaran Kotler Pickbake Behatalis Galath Mechonios Electri and so on. So anyway, you see that this was not, let's say, shall we say, universally agreed upon that, that, you know, that, it, that it's mutter to use. Even I think in America, many people rely on what's said over the name of Moshe. I never looked up. I don't know what Soloveitchik said. I'm not sure. Yeah.
You know, there's a Norelka, which is the circular one.
Right. You don't like it. We'll get to lift and cut momentarily.
It's a lot different than the other
kind. I think the concept is the same. The concept is that there's a small foil, a small film, and the hair gets caught in these little tiny holes, and then it's cut that way, no? Sofer has an interesting tshuva on this subject, and Chelakar will wrap up momentarily. 2 minutes, anyway. Chelakar Chaimson Kuf Nun Dalad. So he quotes, as he's wont to do from time to time, there's a sefer called the Besamim Rosh. Now, the Besamim Rosh was originally, people thought it was from the Rosh. Tshuva is from the Rosh. However, it subsequently turned out that it was a forgery, that it wasn't really from the Rosh. So the Chasam Sofer, in this tshuva and other places, refers to it as the Kizvei Harosh. Not Kizvei Harosh, but Kizvei, from the word of falsehood. Right. From the Pesach Hala, call him Kozer, Kof, Zion, Bezud, Kizvei Harosh. But anyway, it was the falsehood of the Rosh. It wasn't really from the Rosh. Even
so
Rabbi Kiva, I'm not sure. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it from time to time. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it. So I once asked my wife's uncle, the big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel Shulman from Queens, so how do you know, well, when can you rely on it? Because Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it, he goes, Rabbi Kiva Eger can rely on the fact that Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it, he knew that the Rosh could have said such a thing. So Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it, you can rely. Okay. I don't know. That, he said it tongue in cheek, but. I was right. That's correct. That's one of the famous things. He said that women don't have to daven mitzvah and then between the age of 13 and 20, correct. So here, anyway, this is one of the tshuvas where he quotes it. So I'm not going to read it inside. We'll save a little time. But the basic idea there is he has a chap. And the person who wrote it, you know, he knew how to learn. And the chap is that, and the Rabbi Huda and the previous tshuva, Simon Pei over there, also discusses this tshuva from the Rosh, this alleged tshuva from the Rosh, from some Rosh. So he wants to say that in halacha we find that there's such a thing called the definition of a hair. It comes up in various dinim, for Simon Gadlus or mature. What is a hair? So it has to be a certain size. There's a certain length. There's a certain length that a hair has to be. For example, on a paraduma, it says that the two black hairs passel the paraduma, right? So how long does it have to be? So there's a certain measurement. So he wants to say the same thing here, this Besamim Rosh. So he says like this, you have an eitzah, a guy wants to shave his beard, so let him first cut it with the scissors down so there's still something left. Then what is ever left is no longer considered seyer lahalacha. So now you're not violating the Sashka's pasuk, not because it's already gone. That was his lumdus. So Chassam Sofer rejected outright. But one of the reasons Chassam Sofer rejects, and that's what's relevant to us, one of the reasons Chassam Sofer rejects this eitzah is because if it's true, that's no longer, huh? That's possible, but you're up to that point. So besides that, the Chassam Sofer says that if you're going to say that it's no longer considered halachically a hair, so then you violated it when you did that first step.
Right.
Okay, now.
No, but wasn't
Derek Yilu? Oh, so the Chassam Sofer evidently learns. No, but it wasn't, maybe in Derek Yilu, but it wasn't with a tire. It was,
right.
Well, his eight, so, right, that's what you're saying. So evidently the Chassam Sofer learns that it doesn't have to be a tire. That's what I'm bringing in. The Chassam Sofer, by the mere fact that he rejects the Besamim Rosh's idea by saying, what's the Besamim Rosh's idea? Take a scissors, cut it down with the scissors, till it's no longer halachically considered a hair, and then shave the rest with something else, and then you avoided the whole problem. Certainly with electric shaving, you avoided the problem. So Chassam Sofer says no, because if that's the case, then what you've accomplished is that you the first step was the issur.
You got. Didn't the Gemara say you could use scissors?
Yeah, the Gemara said you could use scissors, but this guy, but he says to get it down to that point. I guess he's going to say the definition of what the Gemara allows is still that, as he's saying, if your svar is right, then if you get it down that close, whatever that exact shear is, that's too far, even for scissors. Okay, anyway, so that's his point. I will mention quickly the Melamed Lahoel has a tshuva, David Tzvi Hoffman has a tshuva in Yerodea, Chelek Samek Dalad on this subject. He's got quite a number of points. And one of them he sort of does, he wants to say that the Sam Rosh Hashanah may not be so bad. I don't think he raises your objection, but he does say something else that's very interesting. And that is that there, and this will also be a tzad for a heter. He says this, he wants to define that losashchis means, sashchis means an act, one act that can obliterate not one hair, but a whole area. Okay, you take a blade, okay, do one motion, you know, chops a bunch of hairs. He says with the electric shavers, that's not what happens, because each piece, each hair individually gets taken into that hole and cuts it. So he wants to redefine possibly the whole issue, a whole definition of hashchosa. So he has that as a tzad heter as well. I'll just mention before concluding the Chafetz Chaim has, you know, there's a sefer called Likutei Halachos, one of the lesser known works of the Chafetz Chaim, but basically what the Chafetz Chaim did was, you know, we have in the back of many mesechtas, we have the Rif. But the Rif basically summarizes the Gemara. He tells you what the halacha l'maisa conclusion is of the Gemara. He gives the Mishnah a little bit of discussion of the Gemara and tells what the halacha is. But the Rif only wrote that on things which are directly nogei halacha l'maisa. So for example, there's no Rif on certain mesechtas, or the very little Rif, because he doesn't know all the kudshim. You know, the Chafetz Chaim kind of filled in the blank, so to speak. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a Rif type of work where there's no Rif. On kudshim type of mesechtas. Huh? Most of kudshim. We have in certain other Gemaras that the Rif didn't say. So he has here on Makkos, he has the Likutei Halachos on Makkos, and on that Mishnah, our Gemara, and Daf Chav that we're talking about. So in the bottom, he has a footnote. He says, when he talks about these instruments, Malkit and Vehitmi, he says, he says, Hine Lefize HaMashinka HaChadosha, this new machine, right, the Chavetz Chaim, Shem Esaprim Shom, Shem Megalchim Kitar Mamish, the Tolesh of Sarah Legamre, Velonisha Me'uma, he thinks it's over, Amasher Kosel Pazes Ekonim Legalecho, Veshomer Nafsha Yerachek Mizema Od. So at least then, the Chavetz Chaim did not seem thrilled, to say the least, with the new Mashinka, the new shaving machine. I'll just conclude. There's an interesting article. There's a publication called Tchumen, which is published in Eretz Yisrael by the Tzomet Foundation in Gush Etzion, in Alon Shavuot. Tchumen stands for Torah, Chevra, or Medina, and a lot of very interesting topics written by certain big Talmid Chachamim. So Rabbi Shabsai Rappaport, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, I think she was called Shavuot Yisrael. He was a Rabbi in Gush. He's the son-in-law of Moshe David Tamla from Anzi. So he has an essay in the 13th volume of Tchumen, page 200, Giluach Hazok and Mechon, and he quotes some of the sources we have, and then somehow I was able to get, I don't know when, but they translated into English this particular article, the use of electric shavers of a Shabtai Rappaport. So it's interesting, at the end of the tshuva, first of all, he quotes this, this of David Tzvi Hoffman, that he says, Hashchos has nothing to do with the length, but it's how much you can do it, at the same time. And he has a certain heter based on that. But he mentions at the end, in a letter to my father-in-law, Moshe David Tendler, dated May 28, 1992, the production manager of the Philips company, Mr. Farey, describes the operation of a shaver using the lift-and-cut system. The shaving head consists of 15 pairs of blades. Each pair consists of a forward spring-like flexible blade and a rigid rear blade. When the forward blade encounters a hair, it begins to cut it. However, since the spring is too weak to complete the cut against the resistance of the skin alone, it retracts. The spring is constructed such that its retraction is not directly reversed, but results in a perpendicular motion away from the skin into the shaver. The forward blade, holding the hair, pulls it away from the skin with an acceleration of 8,000 G. Immediately after it, the rear blade cuts the hair at a point closer to the skin than the first cut, which is already inside the machine. It is maintained that after being cut, the remaining hair is retracted completely beneath the skin, so the result is a completely smooth shave. Mr. Forey states that the skin does not penetrate the machine, unlike the hair. As the skin is more flexible than the hair, the result is that only the hair penetrates the screen and reaches the rear blade. Anyway, he says his opinion is that this instrument is not any more problematic than other razor-like scissors. Okay, because, it doesn't touch the skin and whatever else. I do know that they say over, and again, we have to check it out, that whereas many people are not their electric shavers, and again, I should have stressed this earlier, the idea of an electric shaver, and this is what Moshe used to test, I mentioned before, the blade itself is not that sharp. you open up an electric shaver, it's not, nowhere near sharp like a razor blade. I mean, it's pretty blunt. I mean, you can run your finger on it without cutting yourself. I think on most shavers. What basically what cuts it is that the, as mentioned, what I just quoted, you know, that film where they holds it and then it cuts it like that. It has to be held. You know, you don't need to come quite as sharp to cut when you have something held. And that's what they say that the Moshe used to test. They used to take the blade and the guy would hold a hair and see, does it cut it or not? You know, or he held it dangling, does it cut it or not? So, that's the yisod of the heter that everybody says over Moshe. But they say that Rav David Feinstein, Shlita says that his father would not have been matter the lift and cuts. So many yeshivas or many poskim they can use an electric shaver, but they don't recommend using the lift and cut. Again, according to what Rabbi Rapport is writing here, wants to say it should be mutter even to use that. I don't know whether Rabbi Tendler, I guess if he publishes and he quoted him, he probably Rabbi Tendler would agree. But I think that they say, you know, certainly the yeshivas. In fact, now there is I wanted to get it and I couldn't find it afterwards. But I saw around the time of the 3 weeks. They, when people don't shave, then they have to shave afterwards, and I'll tell you why it comes up in a second. I'll mention it now maybe, because in this issue that the Notab Yehuda has a famous tshuva about shaving and chalamoid. It's a whole issue about shaving and chalamoid. So yeah, should be awesome, but there's a whole discussion. So what he says was that, he said he wanted to ask for shaving and chalamoid. Not al chalamoid, but because so many people shaved with razor blades, they were also, he thought, al kaponim al chalamoid, all these Jews won't violate this of shaving. But then he came up, no, Dafka, I'm saying the other way, and I've got a hidden reason, I'm not telling anybody the reason. Hakomos believe this, but I have a hidden reason for this. Everyone, what is it? So if David C. Hoffman, that Chuvah Malam, and the whole other figure out the reason is like this, he's gonna say, based on this Summer Rose, really. He says, Dafka, if they're not gonna shave a Chalamoy, then the hair will be long enough. Now, Mela, maybe according to some postkin, if you shave every day, pack of the hair never go that long. So maybe it's not called Chuvah, they're not gonna shave a whole Chalamoy, so now it's gonna be longer after Chalamoy. So during the 3 weeks, when many yeshivas and people who don't have to go to work, they don't shave, so then they have to worry after the 3 weeks, oh, you have to shave, so they had a thing on the Jewish press and all the papers, some group in Brooklyn, you can send them your shaver, they'll take out the lift and cut piece, and it does not impact, it does not ruin the shaving, it just won't be lift and cut, it'll be regular. If you got a lift and cut shaver, they recommend that you send it, yeah. And they quote that this was approved by David Feinstein and various other Gedolei Poskim. People should follow their own poskim on this issue. I know that, I think again, most people don't use, most people in the yeshivas don't use the lift and cut. Okay, agutavah.
Do you have a discussion?